Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ace performance. This guy's been absolutely incredible all year.
And a season-high 107 pitches. He departs with a 2-1 lead.
Game one of four in the wild card round, day one of the Major League Baseball postseason. First game, Detroit at Cleveland. AL Central rivals. Cleveland ran down Detroit to win the division, thus earning home field in the first round. And right now we're in the top of the ninth, and the Tigers lead the Guardians 2-1 with two runners on and two outs. Tarek Skubal, as described by Eduardo Perez and Sean McDonough, excellent today. That guy. I watch him, and I don't know who I see, like, historically. I keep thinking of Steve Avery as the show ever sounded older, but he's way better.
Yeah.
He's just sort of the high lefty, not super tall. He's not Randy Johnson. Not super tall. The leg kick is up here, and Avery didn't throw 100, but he threw mid-90s. Like, his fastball was a problem.
For the era, he was somewhat of a power pitcher.
Yeah, like, that's the best I can do for Skubal. But last year, Cy Young Award winner, and this year, you know, a little bit more uneven, but here he is dominating in the first game of the postseason. I know on Bet Sweats, Sam and Joe talked a lot about how the over-under for this game was 6. And, like, who's ever heard of a baseball game where the line is 6? But it's 2-1 in the ninth.
Yeah.
And Joe said, give me the under 100% of the time when it's this low.
Yep.
Not over yet.
I have a very hard time remembering what Avery looked like. For some reason, I've got Maddox, I've got Smoltz, I've got Glavin, that great Braves rotation. Avery, I would have seen him pitch almost just as much as those other guys. I mean, they were all together for a good long while there.
He just didn't last as long.
And I just don't, I can't see him, like, in my head. When I think you've said this before about Skubal.
Okay.
And I don't have it. I don't see, but I can't remember what Avery looked like.
You want the game?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
91 NLCS Game 7. Or Game 6, maybe Smoltz's Game 7. They won back-to-back in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, to win that series as an underdog. And they might have both been shutouts. Avery pitched one, Smoltz pitched the other. And I loved that team. I fell for the Braves because of, TBS and
TV,
the 535 games.
Sure.
And I was into that. I went to the next year they played again. That's Cabrera's hit. And I went to Pittsburgh for a game in the middle of that series. The Braves were the home team in the series.
Cabrera's
so 3-4-5.
Bream scores.
Yeah.
That's the year after.
Yes.
Okay.
And I saw Wakefield pitch. Maybe I went to two games. Wakefield pitched like a 3-hit shutout. The late Tim Wakefield for the Pirates.
I've never really had – the only time I ever really felt for the Braves or fell for the Braves was then, because I felt a certain kinship with them because of the Bills. They're obviously great. They're getting there. They can't do it. And so in that time, and it's around the same, right? That's the same time.
Yeah.
I by the time it got to like a couple of years into that, I really wanted them to do it, as not as badly as I wanted the Bills to do it, but you know, it was the same sort of thing that people were making the comparisons, and I just always want somebody win here. If the Braves win, then maybe we'll think we can win or something.
Like, and they did.
Yeah, they did.
In 95, they did.
And we
but did. Then 97 and 98. And by the end of the 90s, the Braves were like often compared to the Bills. Like this is even, but they did win one at least, right, against Cleveland. All right, baseball day. Here's Dan with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Dan. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks. So I was hoping we could talk about the Bills being in their own class in the NFL, which I think is a perfectly valid statement.
Okay.
No one's stopping you.
So Yeah, all right. So when you look at our offense is obviously at a completely different level than everyone else. But when you combine it with the defense and you look at the secondary that we have, you look at even the linebacker core that we have, I mean, putting up 30 points a game is not going to be enough to get it done. But somehow, some way, we always manage to get that stop or get that turnover when we have to. And it's because the defense is motivating itself behind the offense. It's that same kind of thing that you saw with, and some people might not like this, but Tom Brady and the way that he played. Even though they didn't always have the best defense, they would step up when required. And no other team in the NFL comes close. You can look at the Green Bay Packers, and they have a very good team put together, but they don't have the same kind of offensive firepower that we have. And you saw it in week one. We can come back from any deficit at any time, and there's no other team in the NFL that compares to what we're able to do. And even with a weak defense, it's that ability that has been not seen for about 7 years now that is finally reemerging in the NFL, and it's the Buffalo Bills.
I have a hard time with this sort of like absolute kind of level of, you know, confidence that the Bills are so much better than the rest of the league for two reasons. One is it's still September. Like, we should know. Not to, but that this is not the caller's point. The caller isn't saying like this will last forever. The caller is saying that right now this is true. I mean, the Bills are second in the league in points. They're second in the league in yards. Like they've been great on offense, yeah, for a long time. But just like the idea that nobody's even possibly capable of the same thing to me is, you know, really naive. And the second part of it is I just cannot do the feelings stuff with like the defense is good because they're motivated by the offense or anything like that. I just don't think pro sports work like that. I think it's, you know, do your job. And if you have good players who are well coached that know where to be in certain situations, they're not always going to be able to do what they want to do, but they will sometimes. And with an offense that scores 30 points a week, you hope for this team that it's often enough. And that's what the last 2 weeks have been, right? Or even week one with the Henry fumble. But for the most part, for the first four games, almost a quarter of the season, the defense has been, you know, kind of beat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way they have been playing on defense is it's going to be harder. They're going to need to be better, much better, I think, when they play better teams. Now, the good news is there's not a lot of that on the schedule. You know, they've got a pretty smooth ride. So much so that I would even say New England, you know, off of the, you know, on the heels of what they did this past weekend, is a step up, like overall. And I don't think that's a great roster over there, but they found their way to, what, 42 points on Sunday.
Without really sweating.
And they've got, to me, a much better running quarterback option than what the Bills saw on Sunday in Drake May versus Spencer Rattler. So I think they're going to have to get some stuff buttoned up this week, or they could be in real trouble, because I think Drake May will be able to function passing the ball down the field against them, as well as the running stuff. So they're going to have to find their way to a better, you know, just a better overall plan. And execution, really. I don't know about the plan. They just missed a bunch of tackles on Sunday.
Do we know that it won't be super windy?
I can't say I know that at this point. Okay. I don't know. I don't know about
it. Because that's one time where the Bills lost to New England.
Right.
Was it when it was super windy.
Right.
It's a little bit odd that first in the league in points is Detroit. First in the league in yards is Dallas. first in the league in yards per play is Indianapolis. But the Bills are kind of like second at all of those, which is, you know, that's better.
Yeah.
One, and the margins are very small. I'm not dismissing this game. I'm happy to talk about what the Bills should do in Week 18 if they've gone 16-0 and have the option. I'm always here for that conversation, just so everybody knows. But I think New England is probably live. They lose the opener to the Raiders. They gave up big passing yards in that game. I didn't watch a lot of it. Okay. They win in Miami. Close. The Bills beat Miami. Close. Okay. They lose to Pittsburgh with five turnovers, two at the one-yard line.
Right.
That, I'm just going to assume kind of they were the better team in that game.
Kind of fluky, yeah.
And then they win by 30. So I went into the season thinking New England was probably pretty good. And through four games, I still think they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Diggs, who's coming off a torn ACL, had his first good stat game, 100 yards. So I think they're somewhere with him. And I don't see them yet turning to Travion Henderson so much. They've done a little bit with him. Everybody scored last week. It's not like they have, you know, given him the backfield at all. But I think they have interesting...
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Complimentary pieces there. Defensively, I don't know. Carolina did nothing. Pittsburgh did little. Vegas, Miami did all right. You know, their defense is probably mid, which so is ours.
Oh, sorry. What happened? The baseball.
I was looking down.
The baseball.
I lowered my eyes.
Cleveland, did you see the play that ended up with the leadoff batter on third?
No.
Well, it was a ground ball to second. The throw was low, and the first baseman went to scoop it. He caught a bit of it, and then the momentum of the runner, he hit the ball as he was running to the bag, and the ball rolled off down towards the tarp, down the first baseline into foul territory, and he ran to third.
Oh, no.
And so he's on third with no outs. Strikeout, ground out to the pitcher, and the guy on third got caught in between third and home, and they got him out, and now they're two outs and a man on first. So they had the leadoff man down by one in the bottom of the ninth on third, and that's all over already. They still have a chance. They've got...
But that was Ramirez up, I think.
Who grounded to the pitcher? I didn't see who was up. I didn't notice.
Oh, shades of my Cliff Scott play.
So man on first now. From man on third, no outs, to man on first, two outs, yep, and still no runs in.
And there's the third.
There's a pop-up. Yeah, so that's the end of that. Thanks for coming today, Cleveland.
What's
your Cliff Scott play?
He's on third after he tripled against me. 11th inning, tie game. I struck out the next kid. And then the third guy up in the inning hit a soft liner right to me, and Cliff broke. So I just decided one unassisted run over third.
All right.
It's by a million miles the highlight of my life playing sports. And I love Cliff. Here's Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good,
man. I
want
to start off by saying go Sox. Hope we beat the Yankees tonight.
Thanks, well, Mike.
I don't know if I can say that the Bills are in a league of their own, tier of their own, but I definitely think we're head and shoulders above the rest. We've passed every test. We may be getting 65 here, but we're still passing. We haven't failed. And we've had a lot of turmoil to start. Oliver goes out the first game. We got two suspensions. Is there any reason for us to falter here like the Chargers did against the Giants? And here we are still passing tests and not really coming into much trouble. I mean, we want to, as fans, say that they're not perfect, but it's week five. They're not perfect, but I think they're a better team all around. Maybe the least weak points in our roster altogether.
All right, and Milano, too. You want to mention him. If you're going to mention Oliver, I would want to mention Milano. He's been the better player throughout his career when he's healthy. Oliver had a great week one, and we were all hopeful that he'd be able to keep that up. But, you know, that's been kind of his career so far.
I like that we've gotten two calls from people who are both like, yeah, they're amazing and no one's close. Because I think out of 100 people, I would have said 98 would not want to say that, at least, you know, on the air. Right? Because what do we know from following this league for so long? Like, there's almost no such thing through 4 weeks of being, like, just so good.
The next game is always there to humble you.
There's almost no such thing in any sport anymore of this. So I think most people, not to say, I'm not saying these people are wrong who've called, but like most people are just going to either not get there or not want to get there or not want to say they've gotten there or all of the above. And here are two guys, like, I don't know how this last guy was splitting hairs. Like, I'm not saying they're in their own tier, but I'm saying they're much better than everybody else in the league.
That's
like,
pretty much the difference? Their own tier, right?
What's the difference?
Right.
And, you know, you don't think most teams have like an Ed Oliver injury to have handled so far? I mean, of course they have. Interesting. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.